The Renaissance Festival podcast number 109 for the weekend of July 25th and 26th, 2009. Music from The Limey Birds, Bramble Bush, Vince Conaway, Carl Ash, Three Pints Gone, Paulo Garbanzo, The Tartan Terrors, The Rosewood Guild, Tippler's Way, The Minstrels of Mayhem, Pandora Celtica, Kenny Klein, and Queen Anne's Lace. Brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations, your ticket to the experience of a lifetime. Find out more at CelticInvasion.com.
He ships on board at Liverpool Way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor.
My love is a sailor bold,
way, roll and go,
I love him until we're old,
money rolling sailor. Ships on board at Liverpool Way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor.
My sailor is a one-legged man,
way, roll and go,
he makes up for it with his roving hands,
money rolling sailor. Ships on board at Liverpool Way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor.
My sailor swore to have no other,
way, roll and go,
I didn't care cause I was dating his brother,
money rolling sailor. Ships on board at Liverpool Way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor. Ships on board at Liverpool Way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, bunny rolling, bunny rolling, bunny rolling sailor.
And that was The Bonnie Rolling Sailor by The Limey Birds from their new pirate album, Yo Ho. You can find out more about them at limeybirds.com. I'm your host, Joe Haydu, and I am once again flying solo. Mark is touring the countryside and couldn't make the recording today, but hopefully we'll have him back soon, and with any luck we'll have Kristen on as well. Just a note for those of you who haven't heard yet, we did change the podcast feed. If you want to access the old feed with all the old episodes on it, you can visit our show notes and the details are in there as well as the link. We have a great show coming up for you today. We have an interview with Paulo Garbanzo that Mark did a while back. We also have a listing of fairs running this weekend. So if you're looking to go out to the fair, you could go to the Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur, Colorado, the Midsummer Magic Renaissance Fair in Oxford, Connecticut, the Silverleaf Renaissance Fair in Battle Creek, Michigan, the historic Route 66 Renaissance Festival in Carterville, Missouri, the Great Lakes Medieval Fair in Rock Creek, Ohio, the Canterbury Renaissance Fair in Silverton, Ohio, the Bristol Renaissance Fair in Kenosha, Wisconsin, or the Beardsley Castle's Medieval Fair in Little Falls, New York. And if you want more details on those, you can go to fairnews.com, and on their calendar, they have all the fairs running on a given weekend, maps to get you there, and the links to those websites for the individual fairs. So check them out. As always, fairnews.com is a great site if you want any fair news, not just a calendar, but they have interviews, a list of auditions, and a host of other features. Moving back into the music, we have Bramblebush with Dragon for Sale from their album Songs from the Glade, and you can find them at bramblebush-music.com.
Dragon for sale,
dragon for sale,
fiery breath and a venomous tail, and the wind from his wings is a powerful gale.
Does anyone want to ride him?
Dragon for sale, dragon for sale, invincible except where he's missing a scale, and the sight of him makes even grown men grow pale.
Does anyone want to buy him?
I've bargained and bartered for a year and a day. There's not much of a market in dragons, they say. For the past several centuries or so, I've been told, how can I get my dragon sold?
Dragon for lease,
dragon for lease.
His strength and his stature will only increase. Just make sure he eats plenty of damsels and grease.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Dragon for rent,
dragon for rent.
Armor like steel and a heart like cement, and a brain overbrimming with evil intent.
Does anyone want to buy him?
The market was better when the king was in power, and the princess was locked in a perilous tower. Why, back then we were selling 6 dragons an hour for no end of silver
and a fair bit of gold.
How can I get my dragon sold?
Dragon to lend,
dragon to lend.
Jaws that bite, claws that catch, talons that rend. Every rival has met with a horrible end.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Dragon for free,
dragon for free.
He's eaten me out of house, cavern, and tree, and I don't like the way he's been looking at me. Does anyone want to buy him?
Thank you. Where are you tonight? I'm down here in the darkness, searching for your light. Calling Saint Cecilia, I'm down on bended knee. My heart has grown so empty, please don't let it slip away from me. You're the girl who talks with angels, you're the patron saint of song. Tonight a candle burns for you, 'cause my fire's almost gone. Whoa, I'm just another minstrel staring at another empty page. I'm praying for some answers here to the questions of my faith. I'm calling you, free falling from your grace. Calling Saint Cecilia, help me understand the rhythm of my spirit, the measure of a man. I long to hear the angels sing the way you did before. But in this crazy world, it seems there's nothing sacred anymore. Whoa, these walls of noise keep growing higher and higher every day. I try to raise my voice, Cecilia, but the wind blows it away. I'm out of breath with nothing left to say.
A Calton weaver, I'm a rash and a roving blade. I've got silver in me pockets, and I follow the roving trade. I went down through Glasgow City, Nancy Whiskey I chanced to meet. I walked in and sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot me mother's teaching. Nancy soon had me beguiled. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Now I rose early in the morning to slake my thirst, it was my need. I tried to rise, but I was not able. Nancy had me by the knees. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. So I'm going back to Calton Weavin'. I'll surely make them shuttles fly, and I'll make more at Calton Weavin' than ever I did in a roving way. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. So come all you weavers, your Calton weavers. Come all you weavers, where'er you be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy. Nancy Whiskey. She'll ruin you like she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo.
And that was Three Pints Gone with Nancy Whiskey from their album One More Round. You can find out more about them at threepintsgone.com. Before that was Carl Ash with Calling St. Cecilia from Compass Rose, his new solo album. And you can find out more about Carl by visiting emptyhats.com. And before that was Vince Conaway with A Secret from Labyrinth. You can find him at vinceconaway.com. On a side note, Jesse Linder recently joined Three Pints Gone, so he will be touring with them this summer, and we have a very good interview from him that will be coming up next week. This week, we have an interview that Mark did a little while back with Paulo Garbanzo, who is a very talented fair performer, so that's coming up, and I hope you enjoy it.
We are with Paolo Garbanzo.
Hi, everybody.
Juggler, fire eater extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. What else do you do?
Well, I throw knives as well.
Perform the Oops Comedy Knife Throwing Show with Giacomo the Jester, also known as Carl Ash. I don't know, mostly comedy.
Mostly comedy.
Try to be funny, yeah.
Comedy gold.
That's right. That was the catchphrase last year.
No, that was two years ago.
2 years ago,
yeah. I'm not sure what last year's was. What do you do around the year?
Between December and January, I do some just cabaret or sideshow gigs. And we have kind of this rotating group, and it's the Accidental Circus. And it's the Accidental Circus because it's just whoever's there. And we get to team up and just do whatever fun, you know, show. But it's, you know, it's just kind of the end of the year kind of blowout to really just an excuse to see each other. And then January rolls around and I'm back down in Florida. I do the Gainesville Fair, the Gainesville Medieval Festival. And then I just, sometimes I go to Europe in April, sometimes not. The past 2 years I have. Then Tennessee Renaissance Festival. Then I run off to Europe again. And I usually end up doing 2 months of either festivals there or street performing or a little both. That looks like that's next year is going to shape up to be a bunch of shows in Germany, maybe something in England, and then street performing in Italy.
Speaking of England, You are a jester of esteem in England, aren't you?
Yes, actually. In 2007, I won the International Jester Competition, which is a competition they have every year, and I'm the first American in history to win it. And being that, if you win the competition, you become the honorary jester of England and the official jester of Muncaster Castle, which is where the event is held. And so I'm the first American also in history to be a jester of a castle. So, like, you know, of an actual, like, European
castle. Well,
tell
a joke then, damn it.
No jokes. Sorry, no jokes. It's all situational humor. How many interviewers does it take to screw in a light bulb? No,
So how was that? How was that tryout? What was that like?
Oh, it was great. There were five other performers, and they're all from all over the place, all over the world. And the thing is that was really my first time performing for English audiences and having that different humor. And there's definitely a different style of humor. Not that we're not familiar with it, but they don't all listen to Monty Python. although that is nice, a good segue. So it was really a challenge to get into the English mindset and really win that award from other English guys who obviously know English humor way better than I do. And I thought that was pretty cool. I did kind of my basic show, and then I had to just modify it. What did I learn in England? That parents don't like it when you threaten their children with bodily harm. Yes. Apparently you can get away with that in America because I've been doing it for years. But, threaten to blow up a child and set them on fire or whatever, and they get all uppity. So, yeah, I had to abridge that portion of the show. So, come on out, see the show.
You have a DVD coming out. What's that all about?
Well, the DVD is actually the tour of England that I took when I went to England, and I did all these performances and then went to the International Jester Competition. So I had 2 weeks in England where I was doing some medieval festivals. I also did some fringe festivals. And then I just kind of ran around and did a couple of other normal festivals, I guess. And then did the Jester Competition. It was my first time in England, and I figured, why not document this? And hey, if I win, awesome. And, you know, if I
and
don't
you
win...
And you won, awesome.
I did win, so that was great. You know, a very good climax, I have to say. The ending would have definitely been different if I hadn't won.
The end. But,
yeah. And we're not going to talk about this. But actually, it's not just about me, which is really, I think, important to me. Because I didn't want to make a DVD that was just like, hey, here's me doing all this cool stuff. Don't you wish you were here doing all this cool stuff? I actually interviewed every single person that I met, every performer, every artist that I met, and just talked about comedy and what is a performer's role in society. And there's a big, huge difference between the American role and like a European role, and even England to Italy. Those roles are different, and there's different levels of respect given to even, you know, a street performer. I mean, honestly, most times a street performer in America, most people are kind of like, huh, couldn't make it on TV. Huh, I see. So, and that's the attitude. You know, it's like if you're not on television, you're kind of eh. But in Europe, being part of the town, being a street performer, in, you know, being the guy who goes out there in the piazza every weekend night and does this show for everybody, that's like part of the community. You're an important part. America's not built that same way. It's built with trains and cars and things like that, and whereas most of Europe was built when people still had to walk. So it changes the whole mindset.
When's the Stevie coming out? So the official release date is February 1st. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's the official release date.
Sure. Unofficially, you can get it beforehand. Yes. In Gainesville. Yeah. Okay.
There's these guys in Boston. I'm going to have a straight-to-DVD party.
Oh, nice.
Or straight-to-rental party. They do a lot of local directing, like local videos. And so I was like, hey, you know, can I actually rent my video here? You know, like, could I give it to you guys to rent? And they do a whole bunch of local directors' films. So there's actually a chance that someone might even actually rent it without having, you know, like, prior knowledge of, like, hey, I know this guy. What the hell? So we're going to have a big straight-to-rental party in Boston up there. So sometime when I'm back up there.
When are you back up there?
I'll probably be there in September, and really it just depends on how long I'm in Europe. So maybe, I don't know, maybe earlier, maybe April. Maybe.
Now this year in Europe, you're hitting Germany. Where else?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Gonna hit Germany first off, Czech Republic by the end of June, and then I will probably run off to Italy and join Vince Conaway in Genoa. He's busking there in July, so I was like, hey, I'll be all the way up in Germany. Why don't I just take a train and head south, you know? And then there's a couple of gigs in England that I'll be hitting, and then probably back to Germany where there's another show that I'm working on. But all that is very tentative. I'll be in Europe at large. How's that?
Europe at large. All right. Where do people find out about you?
Well, I do have a website.
Do you now?
Yes, you can
tell me about your website.
You can see videos of my shows and other things. Yes. And that's www.garbanzojuggling.com, and that's GARBANZO.
Garbanzo, yes. Juggling.
Yeah, JUGGLING.com. That's right. And you can check out all my tour dates and all my videos.
So one final question. Do you have any good videos of you catching people on fire?
I do. Were you looking at that earlier or something?
I just popped in my mind. I seem to remember you showing that to us.
Yes. Well, it's a quick...
It was sort of giving me a joke, you know, as like, you know, you don't want to set the kids on fire. But then I thought, wait, he does actually have one of those.
We set another performer on fire, but he totally had it coming. I think it's in my art house. I have the regular theater clips of like the shows and things like that. And then I have... the art house. And so you can click on that and you can see a couple other things that we did when we were in England. And then as well as the last clip on there is a hilarious clip of myself and my friends, the American Mad Men. They were all at King Richard's Fair this past year. They were doing a thing that I had kind of convinced them to do, which was to whack each other on the head with a cookie sheet for $1. And basically like people would walk by and just give them $1 and they'd whack each other on the head with these cookie sheets. Uh-huh. And then somebody got the bright idea to say, well, if you give them $10, we'll set it on fire. I don't know who that person was. So I happened to be there, and I happened to have all the things that you would need to set a cookie sheet on fire. And so then we lit the cookie sheet up, and then he whacked him on the head with the cookie sheet, which then transferred the fire from the cookie sheet to his head. And we quickly put him out. But but hey, he's on fire for sure, and it's really great. So go check that out there. It's in the art house.
Paolo Garbanzo, garbanzojuggling.com.
All right, thanks for having me.
So we're going to play something special. There was a recording that we made after hours at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
Was it 3 years ago?
I think so.
What was this all about?
Oh, well, we sometimes get together, do a little music night. Everybody plays, Mark's there, and everybody... This was a funny story. It's true. It's all true. It really happened. And it was a story about some live-action role-player guys with boffer weapons and their courageous things that they did. It always changes. So
the story changes. This is the Ballad of Steve.
I could tell a story about the sliding piece of plastic of doom. No, I won't. I could tell a story about the time the man bear pig came out and attacked me, but I won't. No, no, this is a story about a man named Steve who was a hero. And well, it was kind of a hero, but he was just made up. No, okay, all right. All right. So a long time ago, myself and another buddy of mine, we were paid to go and play at one of those live-action games where you boff people with weapons and whack each other and yell out, like, I'm doing 5 damage to you, and whatever. That's all good and all that stuff. But we were paid to be minstrels and entertainers for the village that we lived in. This was a campground. And there were a couple of high-looking guys around that had characters for years and years, and so these very powerful people who could walk around and whack you with a stick and say, 70,000 damage. Oh, where everyone has to take 5. So anyway, just cut right through, but that's not important right now. The important thing was that my friend and I went around and would tell people, hi, you know, if you're a big hero, you should pay us money and we'll play theme song music. Yes, we will walk behind you and play good chords that you can then heroically battle other people with. It'd be great. Well, you know, of course, we got the one, we got E. And E, for a little bit of money, we'll play E chord all day. It's heroic, as you can see. I mean, even this crappy story gets, like, sounding really good. So for a couple more bucks, we'll even transpose over to G. When people die, ooh, they need a 2 chord. And we'll go back to E. But for a whole lot of money, we'll fall around and we'll play 3 chords. That's right. We'll start with E. One hero guy, his name was Steve, he said, that is such a great, great idea. I love it so much. I will not only pay you to play 3 whole chords for me and follow me around everywhere I go, but when anyone else wants you to play theme music for them, you will play crappy music. And he paid us even more money. And of course, being, well, performing. our free chords, you know. And Steve, you could see that he got stronger and bigger. Like, he would walk around with his helmet in his hands, and they walked into the big inn that everyone's staying at. And apparently, you know, he walks in with us following behind doing the three chords and everything. And everyone just looked and watched. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And he just strode around talking to people. Hello, citizen. Hello there. And everyone was so impressed. And apparently one of the guys in the inn had a beef with him because apparently he had killed his last character or something like that. Chopped him in half with 70,000 points of damage. So he was like, I am the ghost of my former character. I'm very upset with you. And Steve read him the riot act to the music, and it was horrific. It was terrible. Steve just went, you can't touch me because you're just a lowly little character. I'm a hero. Deal with it. Well, the other guy was like, and of course he fell right into our trap, for he turned to the two minstrels and he said, you should play theme music for me too. We smiled and nodded and agreed. And then the next time Steve said his little more rant to the guy feeling, of course, very intimidated by the good theme music that Steve was getting, he said, okay, my turn. Well, I want you. And then we all stopped and started playing. Do 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 do. Yes, well, to say that it threw him off, that was very misnomer. But he was horrified and sang and ran away. It was great. Steve even tipped us. It was beautiful. So the next morning, me and my buddy, we're sitting outside and we're drinking a cup of coffee early in the morning. And of course, it's cold out. There's frost on the ground. Now, when you play the game, every hour, you play the game, but a couple hours a day, you have to be a monster for all the other characters to beat you up, you know. And so, like, you know, Steve would walk out and stab you 50,000 points, and he'd go off, you know. So, in the morning, what they would do is they'd get four or five of the characters to beat goblins. And they would run around and bang on the cabin doors and taunt people to come out and fight them, just so that they would wake up, because otherwise people would sleep till noon. So we're like, oh, this is very interesting. We're just kind of standing around, whatever. And there's a goblin banging on the door. Come out and fight, you bastards. Come out and fight. And I wonder who actually lives in that cabin. Well, the door kicks open. Out comes Steve. He's got a shield. He's got his sword that does 70,000 damage. And he's got long johns on and nothing else. He takes four steps, charges straight for the goblins, and then realizes he doesn't have any shoes or socks on, and it's freezing. And the frost, you can see, was freezing his feet as he runs towards the goblin, his eyes bugged out, and then a magical thing happened. I don't think he actually ever then touched the ground. Somehow he floated like a cartoon over top of the frozen grass. Meanwhile, walking around to each, running around to each goblin and going, 50,000 damage, 50,000 damage, 50,000 damage. Killing every single one, and then somehow, cartoon-like, sliding back into the cabin and disappearing. Well, for me and my buddy, this was just hilarious. We've already got big chords. We might as well write some words to this song. So after a time, he came out in his armor, fully regaled, and we were, hey, Steve, the hero, we've got some words for your song. And he was like, really, this is great. I'm going to walk to the inn today. And he got all, you know, happy and everything. So we go out, and we're following him, and we're playing our chords. And Steve walks into the room, and everyone looks at him. He knows he's got theme music. And we all get in there. And this is what we said. Steve, he's not afraid to fight in his underwear. Of course, this just killed everybody. So once everyone recovered, we did it again. He'll fight goblins in the morning in his underwear. Well, after a time, we just came up with everything that Steve could possibly ever do in his underwear. It was a 4-hour-long song. But I think we'll finish it off with just another Steve in his underwear. Not afraid to fight anything in the world in his underwear.
And as always, if you are an artist or a performer who would like to do an interview for the Renaissance Fair podcast, you can contact me at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com with the subject RenFest Podcast in the subject line. We can set something up. We would love to hear from you and get a chance to put you in the spotlight. Coming up, we have the Tartan Terrors with Broken Tail, and you can find them at tartanterrors.com.
rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea, rolling home to dear old England, rolling home, fair land to thee, rolling home, rolling home. Aloft amidst the rigging, loudly roars the exulting gale. Like a bird with outstretched pinions, rolling on billowing sails. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to dear old England. Rolling home, fair land to thee.
10,000 miles now left behind us. 10,000 miles or more to roam. Soon we'll see our native country. Soon we'll see our native home.
Rolling home, rolling home. Rolling home to dear old
Scotland.
What? Rolling home, fair land to thee.
Who wants to go to England?
I do.
Well, I don't.
Where do you want to go?
Well, across the Irish Sea. I mean, westward.
Ever westward, towards the setting of the sun. Then it's homeward, ever homeward, to the land.
Wishes. We will leave your rocky shores, for we're bound for dear old England.
What?
We'll return for you once more.
Come on, get it.
Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to dear old England. Rolling home to dear old Guinness.
Ah.
Rolling home, fair pint to
Gregory, tell me a story. The stars are out tonight in all their glory. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. Reveal to me the past that's now before me.
Leo's high up in the sky, and above him are three pairs of stars that look like spring deer tracks. Chase has led through there. She escapes the lion, but she runs into the bear. In spring each year, the skies appear this way.
Brother Gregory, tell me a story. The stars are out tonight in all their glory. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. Reveal to me the past that's now before me.
Vega is the vulture, can't you see him spiral down? Denner is the tale of the swan above the town. Third bright star is Altair, where the eagle can be found. Through summer skies they'll always fly this way. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. The stars are out tonight in all their glory. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. Reveal to me the past that's now before me.
Andromeda's as lovely as Cassiopeia's vein. The princess must be sacrificed so Cepheus can still reign. Perseus killed the monster, but they'll all return again. The drama of the autumn plays this way.
Brother Gregory, tell me a story. The stars are out tonight in all their glory. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. Reveal to me the past that's now before me. In China, bright Orion is the prince who won the day. The younger brother had to live his life so far away. What we call the scorpion, that's where he'll have to stay. Look long, perhaps you'll see it this way. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. The stars are out tonight in all their glory. Brother Gregory, tell me a story. Reveal to me the past that's now before me. Reveal to me the past that's now before me.
And that was the Minstrels of Mayhem with Star Lover from Blind Man's Bluff. You can find out more about them at minstrelsofmayhem.com. Before that, we had Tippler's Way with Rolling Home from Let a Light Shine. And before that, we had the Rosewood Guild with The Ash Grove from Forever and a Day. And you can find out more about them at rosewoodguild.com. And before we jump into our last set of music, I want to give a very sincere thanks to Les. You may notice that I sound significantly better this week than I normally do. That's because Les was kind enough to donate 2 microphones to the Renaissance Festival podcast, one for Kristen and one for myself, so that you don't have to listen to us through poor quality gear. So thank you very much, Les. We received them, and as you can hear, they are fantastic, and we really appreciate it. So, back into the music, we have Pandora Celtica with The Royal Oak from their self-titled album, Pandora Celtica. And you can find them at pandoraceltica.com.
We were sailing out on the salt seas. We hadn't been gone months, but 2 or 3. When we saw 10 sail after, all men of war, full big as we, haul down your colors, you English dogs, haul down your colors, do not refuse. Dogs, or your precious lives you stand to lose. A captain being a valiant man, and a well-bespoken man was was he. Never let it be said we died like dogs, for we shall fight most manfully. Go up aloft, your cabin boy, all on the mainmast, topsail high, for to spread the news to King Henry's fleet, that will run the risk, or else we'll die. The fight began about 6 in the morn, and unto the setting of the sun, and at the rise of the next dawn, where there were 10 ships, we couldn't see but one. For 3 we sank, and 3 we burned, and 3 we caused to run away, and 1 we towed back to Portsmouth Harbor, for to let them know we'd won the day. There should inquire as to our gallant captain's name. Well, Captain Will Bounder was our commander, and the Royal Oak was our ship of the day.
We've traveled the high roads, we've traveled the low, our going was steady, albeit quite slow. We'll trouble you not with the tales of our woe, for one thing we ask you, kind sir, ere we go, give us your money, but don't ask much more. You don't want us working, cause work is a chore. It's money we lack, and it's money we can. Give us your money, we won't ask again. Your clothes are the finest, your lady is well groomed. She must be expensive to keep in perfume. She could be your daughter, but nothing we'll say. If you give us your money, just go away. Give us your money, but don't ask much more. You don't want us working, cause work is a chore. It's money we lack, and it's money we can. Give us your money, won't ask again. Though that may be so, sir, it troubles us not. It's none of your scruples we're taking account. Save that for the next bunch, it's money we want. Give us your money, we don't ask much more.
You don't want us working, cause work is a chore. It's money we lack, and it's money we can. Give us your money, we won't ask again. Oh, give us your money, we don't ask much more. You don't want us working, cause work is a chore. It's money we lack, and it's money we can. Give us your money, we won't ask again.
Outside Mr. Fox's garden, three maids playing with a golden ball. Jenny threw it up and Susan caught it. Mary bounced it over the wall. The wall is high. Mr. Fox has a little red eye. In she ran to get it back again. The garden gate stood open wide. Suddenly it was shut and bolted, and Mr. Fox was just inside. The wall is high. His smile is cruel and his eyes are sly. He said, I'll keep your ball, Miss Mary. I shall have it and here you'll stay. You will keep my house and be my servant and never go out for a year and a day. The wall is high. Never a soul comes here or by. Spring and summer pass like shadows. She watched the green leaves fade and fall. Mary walked alone in the empty garden, and Mr. Fox said nothing at all. The wall is high. The long grass shivers and the tall trees sigh. Three strange things he did forbid her. Never you touch my iron box. Never go near the 13th bedroom, nor near the bed, said Mr. Fox. The wall is high. Don't you dare to ask me why. One day Mr. Fox went walking in an iron box. She found a key. It fitted a door she had never unfastened. And when it opened, what did she see? The wall is high. The door said stop and the key said fly. In Mr. Fox's 13th bedroom, a naked sword hung on the wall. In a silver bowl on the bed's black counterpane, Mary saw her golden ball. The wall is high. The bed said come and the sword said die. And she ran to get it back again, to snatch it off that great black bed. Out from Mr. Fox and leapt at her. His teeth flashed white and his eyes burned red. The wall is high.
And that was Queen Anne's Lace with Mr. Fox's Garden from their album Unlaced. You can find out more about them at qalace.com. And before that was Kenny Klein with the Highwayman's song from Little Birds of Desire. And you can find him at kennyklein.net. And that brings us pretty much to the end of our show. We don't have any listener comments right now, but as always, we welcome them. And if you would like to give us a comment or a suggestion, please email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com with RenFest Podcast in the subject line. We also want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and tells their friends. Thank you to all of you who email us and who post on our message board at renaissancefestival.com. And a very special thanks to those of you who financially support the podcast, either by making donations or through your purchases in the Renaissance Festival Podcast Music Store on CD Baby. And a very special thanks to John B. for maintaining the MySpace page, the RenaissanceFestival.com website, and ModernBard.org. The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and me, Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. And now that we are done with specials and back on a regular schedule, the music challenge has resumed. Voting was a little bit sparse this week, so if you have a favorite song from this podcast, be sure to send your vote in. We count all of them, and maybe you can hear your favorite band one more time. So starting at number 5, we have Coeur d'Alene with Setting Sail from Coeur d'Alene. Number 4, Coyote Run with The Fool from Between Wick and Flame. At number 3, we have Henry Martin with Mist-Covered Mountains from On the Salt Sea. At number 2, we have Blackmore's Night with Sister Gypsy from Secret Voyage. And the number 1 song from last week's podcast is Hornpipe by the Brotherhood of Ocean Mercenaries, Boom, from their album Prepare to be Boarded. So we'll play that here in a minute. I hope you all have a great week, and we will see you next week. Sláinte.
It's the Royal Marines. Quick boilers, act like honest seamen. No, I really mean it this time.
No! Hey,
stop the hell!
Get that out of there!
Quick, dance us a hornpipe.
Company, halt! Search the premises for pirates.
There's no pirates here.
No pirates here.
Well, we're good honest sailors.
I'd like a drink, son.
Oh, we'll search the premises anyways.
Fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.